simple message. Amen. 7 steps to encouraging yourself. 7 steps to encouraging yourself. Amen. Now the foundation scripture is 1 Samuel chapter 30 and verse 6. 1 Samuel chapter 30 and verse number 6. When you find it, say amen. Have you found it? First Samuel chapter 30 and verse 6. It says, moreover, David was greatly distressed because the people spoke of stoning him. For all the people were embittered, each one because of his sons and his daughters. But David strengthened himself in the Lord his God. Can I have an amen? All right, Father, we are thanking you for another chance to hear and share the Word of God. Every time we hear the Word of God, we are enlightened. We become more mature. We get closer to you. We become deeper in the things of God. And we are praying, Lord, that you will have mercy on us tonight and visit us once again with your Word, with grace, with your encouragement, and with the opening of our eyes, as you always have, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Okay. Now, how to be 7 steps to encouraging yourself, isn't it? Right. Now, in life, it is important that you learn how to encourage yourself. Do you understand? You need to learn how to motivate yourself forward. You need to learn how to encourage yourself to continue in something. Do you understand? You need to learn how to continue to believe in yourself and to believe in what God has called you to do. Amen. To believe in the vision that God has given you. To believe in what you feel in your heart. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Now, often we try to depend on external factors, external elements. Some of us are very heavily dependent on the opinions of people. You know, if someone tells you you're ugly, then you're ugly. No matter what you feel about yourself. Do you understand? Meanwhile, usually, by the time you wear something, it is because you think it looks good on you. You see? And then you've bought it. And then you check yourself out in a mirror like this. In a mirror like that. And then after that, you do this one. You see? And even impossible places, you raise it. And then you just check it. You get it. Then, after that, you turn your back to the mirror and then you just try to see. You see the thing. So, usually, by the time you step out, at least you were convinced that the bomb was coming. Hallelujah. But that confidence can be quickly taken down when you meet the first person who tells you, but what is this that you have done? See, all of a sudden, you start to feel stupid. You start to feel, you know, like you are not. At least the confidence level significantly drops. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And it also applies to your own life, you know, as you live on a day-to-day basis. You know, there are times when discouragement comes heavily upon you, isn't it? There are times when it looks as though someone has given a summary of your life, or your life has been measured before you, and you are found wanting. Do you understand? There are times when you think of where you thought you would be and where you are. You see, the way you thought it would be like and the way it is. Do you understand? And so, all these things can have the effect of discouraging you. Do you get it? And bringing you down, and your spirit and your soul and sometimes your body, because there is a kind of discouragement that will play or reflect itself in a spiritual, physical sickness. Do you get it? Your spirit is discouraged. Your soul, which is your mind and your emotions, are all gone off. And then we are left with your body to contain a dying spirit and a dying soul. And then the body also begins to suffer. Do you understand? And you begin to feel all kinds of tensions, all kinds of problems within your body. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, typically, people in that situation tend to want to look outside themselves for help. They wish they would find someone who will come and say something positive to them. In fact, there are some who can get so heavily discouraged that even when someone is trying to pull them out, they refuse to come out. You can't tow them out of that ditch. You get it? They are in there, and that's where they want to be. But tonight, God is sending a word your way. Amen. God is sending a word your way to show you, first of all, that it is important for you to learn the art of self-encouragement. Can I have an amen? Amen. That when both the discouraged and the encourager are the same person, it is a very important thing to learn how to do. Amen. And here is somebody who went out with some people. Do you get it? If you read 1 Samuel chapter 30, let's start from verse 1 maybe, so we can get a sense of why the people are so angry at their leader. All right? So from verse 1, 1 Samuel chapter 30 and verse 1, what does the Bible say? There is no verse 1. And it happened when David and his men came to Ziklag on the third day, right there. The Amalekites had made a raid on the camp. You see, where David and his men had been camped, their families and their people had been kept. So they had made a raid on the Negev and on Ziklag, and had overthrown Ziklag and burned it with fire. Wow. And then verse 2. And they took captive the women and all who were in it, both small and great, without killing anyone, and carried them off and went their way. Do you see? Verse 3, when David and his men came to the city, behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters had been taken captive. You see, then David and the people who were with him lifted up their voices and wept. Can you see that? They cried and cried and cried until there was no strength in them to weep. Has it ever happened to you before? You cry and cry and cry and cry, and then you stop. You stop crying. Not because the matter is finished, because you are tired. You get it? The matter is the same. You are as disturbed and distressed by the matter as you were before, but you are just tired of wailing and tired of crying over this particular matter. Are you hearing me? So it says, David and the people, verse 4 again, I like verse 4, it's a very fine verse. Then David and the people who were with him lifted up their voices and wept until there was no more strength in them to weep. Wow. Then verse 5. Now David's two wives had been taken captive, Ahinoam the Jezreelitess, and then Abigail, the widow of Nabal the Carmelite. Do you see? So verse 6 is where we read that particular verse. Moreover, David was greatly distressed because the people spoke of stoning him. Do you get it? It's like we've all gone and we've come and they've captured all our wives and children, and they've captured David's wives too. Do you see the thing? And then everybody is crying. They all cry. Then after that, the guys who are crying, they turn around and begin to attack David. And they are planning to stone him. So David, he was experiencing great distress. Are you getting it? The first instance was just one level of distress. But now this second instance is another level of distress, which is deeper. Because now your distress is caused by your own people. Do you see? With whom you thought you were suffering the same plight. But now the people want, says, for all the people were embittered, each one because of his sons and his daughters. But David stands out among all of them. He says, but David, in spite of all of this, he strengthened himself in the Lord his God. Can I have an amen? So this is what I want to teach you how to do, how to strengthen yourself in the Lord your God. Amen. How to go to work and hear a piece of bad news and then come back and strengthen yourself in the Lord your God. Go to work and hear that they are laying off people, you see, and they have laid you off, and come back and strengthen yourself in the Lord. Go to the doctors and hear some kind of diagnosis or some situation like that, you know, that gets you down and puts you under great distress, and yet come back and strengthen yourself in the Lord. Can I have an amen? Amen. Are you ready to know? Do you want to know 7 steps to encouraging yourself? Okay. So number one is you need to develop a personal relationship with the Holy Spirit. You need to develop a personal relationship with the Holy Spirit. Now, this personal relationship with the Holy Spirit, you develop it by faith. You develop it by faith. You have to trust the Holy Spirit. Now, one of the names of the Holy Spirit is the Comforter. Hallelujah. And the Holy Spirit is given by God to comfort us. You see, to speak to us, to whisper words of encouragement to us, and to lift us up above the circumstances and the difficulties that beset us. Hallelujah. Just before you quit, just before you give up, you need to learn the art of speaking to the Holy Spirit. Amen. And speak to Him by faith. And He will speak to you. The Holy Spirit will talk to you. The Holy Spirit will minister to your heart if you give Him a chance. The Holy Spirit will talk to you and encourage you and lift you up and give you a reason to continue to fight that same battle, as it was with David, to continue to lead that same group of people who were getting ready to stone him under the circumstances. Can I have an amen? So the Bible says the Holy Spirit is in us. 1 John 4:4. It says, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. So who is in you? The Holy Spirit. Amen. And the Bible says He who is in you is greater than anything you can experience outside there. Amen. Anything you can experience out there cannot be compared to the strength of the Holy Spirit, who is the greater one in you. Amen. So in times of discouragement, you need to learn to talk to the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. You remember Jesus said that I will not leave you comfortless. He said, but I will send you another comforter. That's in John chapter 14 and from verse 16. It says, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter. Well, he's saying another comforter, presupposing that there has been one before, isn't it? And the one first comforter that was given was Jesus Christ himself. Amen. And he's saying that I'm going to pray as I'm going away, I'm going to pray that the Father will give you another comforter. That means another person like me. Because one of the things Jesus was doing with the disciples was also to encourage them, you know, to encourage them, weep not, you know, and encouraging them just to continue and to be strong and to continue to go on. Hallelujah. So as he was leaving, he said, look, it's not the end of everything. I will pray that God will give you another comforter. And that is how the Holy Spirit came into the world. Amen. So the Holy Spirit is an answer to a promise that Jesus made, that when I go, I will ask the Father to send you another comforter, another person who will comfort you in times of difficulty. So we make a huge mistake when we set the Holy Spirit aside and we try to look elsewhere for encouragement, when the greater one himself has been given to us and he is inside us. Amen. And from within, you can turn on the rivers of encouragement through the Holy Spirit, and you will be encouraged through the Holy Spirit from deep within. Can I have an amen? Are you hearing what I'm saying? So you must let the Holy Spirit do his job. Tell your neighbor, let him do his job. Amen. And he came to comfort us. Amen. He came to say that it is well. He came to say that you can do it. He came to say, don't stop, don't quit. He came to say that, look, it's still the right thing. You're still the right thing. Just keep fighting. Just keep pressing on. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it. Hallelujah. He came to tell us you are still loved. You know, one of the things the Holy Spirit does is that the Bible says he bears witness with our spirits that we are the sons of God. You understand? Otherwise, the devil will just kill us with discouragement and bad sounding words and lyrics. Hallelujah. He would kill us with discouragement. That's what the devil would do. By continuing to hammer on us and to say evil things about us until we have no sense of value at all in ourselves. Hallelujah. But the Holy Spirit came to whisper to us and came to assure us with our own spirits bearing witness that, look, you are a child of God no matter what. That you are a child of God no matter what has happened. No matter what mistakes you have made, you are still a child of God. Hallelujah. He bears witness with our spirit. And the Bible says actually that through him we are able to call God Father. We're able to call God our Father. Hallelujah. So that is the Holy Spirit. Amen. And that is step number one. Number two, receive living messages from God by simply reading the scriptures. Receive living messages from God by simply reading the scriptures. Just simple reading of the scriptures will lead to receiving messages, live, living messages from God. Hallelujah. You know, you need to learn to look at the Bible as a living message from God to you. Hallelujah. You will always have a source of direction and encouragement if you learn to receive the Bible as God's message to you. Amen. There are times when I look through the Bible, and I just feel like I want God to just say something to me, you know, just say something to me. And most of the time, I will read something that will even surprise me. You understand? I will be surprised because it looks as though it's a coincidence, you see. But I know that it is the answer to my prayer, where God is speaking to me through a verse that I sort of just chanced upon or something that I just opened, you know. And you realize that God is speaking to you. Hallelujah. So you need to have that experience. Learn to just read the scriptures. Hallelujah. You must not be afraid of the Bible. You must not be afraid of the scriptures. Form a relationship with the scriptures and learn how to read them just for their sake. Are you getting what I'm saying? Yeah. You see, even beyond quiet time, you see, beyond quiet time, you need to learn how to read the scriptures. It's not written anywhere that once you've had a quiet time, you must not touch the Bible again until the next morning. Do you understand? But you need to learn how to take the Bible at random moments and just read it. Amen? You just read the Bible at random moments. Just, you know, an afternoon, an evening, whatever the time is. You just read the Bible because that is what you feel like doing. You understand? You are discouraged and you are not feeling so strong deep within. And the Lord is turning your attention to His Word. And I tell you that you'll be surprised at how God will use different scriptures to motivate you and encourage you under the circumstances. Can I have an amen? Amen. Number three. So that was number two, isn't it? Number one is what? Develop a personal relationship with the Holy Spirit. Number two, receive living messages from God by simply reading the scriptures. Then number three, remember other problems that God has delivered you from. Amen. Remember other problems that God has delivered you from. When you remember what the Lord has done in the past, you will be encouraged. Is it not so? You will be encouraged automatically. When you remember how many times you've been sometimes in the same spot, you've been in the same situation and how the Lord came through for you, you will be encouraged that, you know, this is not the end of life. This is not the end of everything. And that if you keep pressing on, there is light at the end of the tunnel. Can I have an amen? Amen. So remember, God wants us to remember. He always wants us to remember. God always wants us to look back and think. Sometimes He allows you to go through certain experiences, do you understand? So that you can remember it for the future. Do you get it? That is why sometimes the experiences have to be intense in order to leave a mark strong enough that is easy to remember. Are you following what I'm saying? Yeah, that is the reason why. You see, if you read the scriptures in Deuteronomy, he said, let me show you that verse, Deuteronomy chapter 8. He said, you have to remember how I made you hunger. Hey, what a shock. God is very wild, though. I'm going to find that verse for you right now. Deuteronomy chapter 8. Deuteronomy chapter 8. You see, Deuteronomy chapter 8. He says, and he humbled thee. And this thing is taking forever. He humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger. Do you get it? Suffered thee to hunger. He made you, allowed you to go hungry. Hey, you never. And then he fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not. Do you get it? Neither did thy fathers know. In other words, you know, like he allows you to go deep into a certain hunger. And then he feeds you with the most mysterious food from the most mysterious source. Are you getting it? Yeah. So that you knew not, neither did your fathers know. And the purpose was that he might make thee to know. Do you get it? So it's the intensity of the experience, You see, it's for the importance of the lesson. Do you get it? So he might make thee to know. He wanted you to know once and for all that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. You better tell the Lord that now I know. Do you get it? That you read it and you've heard it. You get it? Pray that God does not have to make you go hungry and to feed you under some mysterious circumstances in order for you to learn this very simple lesson. So read it from the Bible, memorize it, and just learn it. Hallelujah. So any next time God comes by and says, listen, I want to show you something. You say, oh Lord, I know it. I know this one. Hallelujah. But are you following the point I'm making here? Do you realize that God wanted them to know? So he allowed them to go through a very intense experience that allows you to know something that you will never forget. Hallelujah. So now, after you've been through these experiences, God wants you to remember them on the occasion that you find yourself approaching similar, worse, or maybe not so bad circumstances. Hallelujah. He wants you to remember that he has delivered you before. Is there anyone here that God has delivered before? Raise up your hand. Do you remember what the Lord delivered you from? Exactly. And he does not want you to remember. You see, and what God could have done was to have saved you even from going near that thing at all. Do you get it? But if he had, you would have missed the lesson. Who can forget? If you went into the lion's den and they didn't bite you, how can you forget that experience? Are you getting what I'm saying? How can you forget that experience? The alternative is that God will not even allow you to go to the lion's den at all. You would not even remember that God's hand was with you in that season of your life. Is it not the case? If you went into Nebuchadnezzar's fire and you didn't burn, when you come out, how are you going to forget? Do you get it? That you were thrown into a furnace of fire and the fire did not burn you. The experience is so intense and so strong that you cannot forget it. Hallelujah. So sometimes the deliverances that God allows us to experience, or sometimes the encounters we have with him. The Bible says when Jesus was told that Lazarus was sick, he intentionally stayed where he was for 3 days. You see, so Lazarus died and then Lazarus was buried, you know. Then he called the disciples and said, listen, let's go to Lazarus' house, you know. And the disciples were wondering, what's up? He said, oh, my friend Lazarus is asleep and I go to wake him up. Do you see what I'm saying? When he got there, the family said, by now, he's stinking. There's no point, Lord. If you had been here 3 days before, we would understand. But right now, this is point of no return at all. That is where Jesus told them that, you know, I am the resurrection and the life, and he who believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live again. Are you hearing what I'm saying? All these experiences are intended to remain with us. Do you understand? God sometimes allows a situation to go from bad to worse and then bring his deliverance on to deliver you strongly and in a spectacular way from that same situation, so that he can make thee to know. He can make thee to know. You understand? And the harder you find to know, the deeper those experiences will tend to be until you learn how to know easily. Can I have an amen? So he wanted them to learn something. I want to show you something, so I'm going to make you hungry. Even though you are the people of God, you'll be hungry. And they were hungry and hungry and hungry and hungry and hungry. Then God said, now it's time to eat. Now what are we going to eat? They thought they were going to make fire, food and so on. God said, no, we are cooking from heaven for you and we are shipping it down to you guys. Hey! Man was eating angel food. We are cooking in heaven and we are sending it to you. Breakfast, lunch and dinner. And you are not allowed to store any. Because we want to prove to you that we are able to cook enough and give you fresh food every day. Some smart guys when they saw how hungry they had become, you see, and could not bring themselves to follow this mysterious way of eating. You know, what if we wake up in the morning and the manna is not there? You see, so I imagine how one of them brought the idea that, look, I have a little can here. Let's just keep some inside there for tomorrow. And then he quoted the proverb, who knows tomorrow? You see, he announced to the brethren, you know, who knows tomorrow, brother? So the people thought that that's a good idea. They collected some of the manna after they had eaten enough, and they stored it in the can and they hid it. Then the next morning, when they went to look at it, they saw that they had actually got themselves a can of the fattest worms. You know, the whole manna turned into worms. The thing God wanted them to know, that on a day by day and on an as needed basis, I am able to take care of your needs. Hallelujah. So God is able to take care of you no matter what. And so you need to draw from the previous experiences. Amen. Mark chapter 8 and verse 18 to 21. It says, when the seven, having eyes, see ye not. Mark chapter 8 from verse 18. Jesus is speaking and he's asking the people, having eyes, see ye not? And having ears, hear ye not? You know? And do ye not remember? You know? Remember what? Then he said, when I break the five loaves among 5,000, how many baskets full of fragments took ye up? He's asking the disciples. They say to him, 12. Then he asked them, and when the seven loaves of bread among 4,000, how many baskets full of fragments took ye up? They said, 7. Do you get it? Then they said, 7. And he said to them, how is it that ye do not understand? Can I have an amen? So you can see Jesus did this powerful miracle twice. And he was expecting that they would have learned from it. And they still were not getting it. And so he asked them the question. When it was 5,000, we fed them. How much was left? They said 12. When it was 4,000, how much was left? They said 7. I said, so why? What don't you get about this? Do you understand? So God is going to take care of you. God is going to build this church. God is going to surprise us. God is going to lift his work up. God is going to encourage us in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Then the next one is make positive confessions. Make positive confessions. Your faith must speak, isn't it? Your faith must speak when you need encouragement. Faith is the opposite of depression, fear, unhappiness. You know, they all move you away from faith. When faith comes, all those feelings disappear. Hallelujah. In fact, the Bible says faith is a shield. The Bible calls it the shield of faith. Hallelujah. That means it's a God-given weapon that is intended to be used to stop attacks. So when you are entering into attacks, depression and depressive attacks and all such feelings, you are supposed to get out your shield of faith to be able to be able to stop the attack of the enemy against your life in the name of Jesus. What do you think? Is that true? Yeah. So we need to make positive confessions. Amen. Sometimes you need to get out your little book, name it, take it, and claim it, and make some confessions. Sometimes you need to read scriptures and confess the scriptures you are reading. You need to say things the opposite of what is bothering you. You need to say it. Can I have an amen? You need to say it. You need to say that it is well with me. You need to say that I'm moving on. You need to say that God is with me. You need to say that God has not left me. It's the devil who likes to tell people God has left them, because he doesn't read the scriptures. And so he does not know that the Bible said, I will never leave nor forsake you. Are you getting the picture? Yeah. And so we need to always, always learn how to encourage yourself with positive confessions. Learn not to say negative things to yourself. Do you follow what I'm saying? Learn not to say, you are the only person you have left. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah, you are the only person who will always be with you and who you will have left. Do you see? So when you are mean to yourself and you are wicked to yourself and you discourage yourself by saying all these negative things to yourself, then you have no one else to lean on. Amen. But you need to be able to lean on you, because the most reliable person is you. The most reliable presence next to God's is you, isn't it? You will be there no matter what, isn't it? When everybody is gone, you will be there. Hallelujah. When everyone has turned their backs on you, you will still be faithful to you. Is it not the case? Yeah, you will send you to bed and you will come along. Hallelujah. Are you understanding what I'm sharing with you tonight? So learn to make positive confessions to yourself. Amen. Then the next one, learn to listen to appropriate tips and get fired up again. Amen. Now, it is no mystery at all that messages and preaching have a way of lifting up your spirit. Amen. Last time in church, we were learning that the word is God, isn't it? Le parole est Dieu. Is that correct? Yeah. Huh? You people don't know French. Parole. La parole. Parole. Okay, so parole is the prisoner, and then parole is the one in the church. All right. Hallelujah. La parole est Dieu. Amen. La parole avec Dieu et la parole est Dieu. Isn't it? That's right. Hallelujah. So the parole was first avec with God. Do you get it? Uh-huh. It's you see, au commencement était la parole. That means the beginning was the word, right? Et la parole était avec Dieu. Hein? Et la parole était Dieu. Amen. So, in times of discouragement, you need la parole. Isn't it? The reason is because the la parole is the Dieu. Is it not the case? And when you are interacting with the Dieu has a way of removing all discouragement from around you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yeah. And so you need to learn how to listen to appropriate messages. Hallelujah. You need to learn how to listen to messages that lift up your spirit. And then when you are listening to messages, you also need to be a bit more active and conscious of the effect it is having on you. You see what I'm saying? So that you can recognize the messages that make you feel happy. Do you get it? There are camp meetings and so on that you can listen to that will make you very, very happy. You understand? That will make you laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh, and you will not even remember any of the problems or the things that are getting you down. Hallelujah. Amen. All these resources are available so you can have them and be able to survive even your most difficult days. Can I have an amen? Then number six is play the right music at the right time. Learn to use music as a tool. Amen. Learn to use music as a tool for anything you want to do. If you want to be happy and you want to have a party, you use music. Now, when you are discouraged also, there is a way of using a particular song. You find a song. Do you understand? I don't just let songs play and play and play and play and play like so many different songs are playing all the time. Most of the time, you will find I'm actually just in a season of my life playing just one song, you know, and putting that one song on repeat. And it will play and play and play until I'm breathing it, until I'm drinking it, I'm sleeping, and everything, my whole spirit is saturated with the words of the song. Do you get it? So sometimes you've had a song for a long time, but the song has never really ministered to you a certain way. Hallelujah. But then one day you catch a phrase in that song that seems to do the trick, that seems to minister to you on that particular day and in that particular time. I tell you, and you play it, and you play it, and you play it. I have a song that I was playing in one season of my life, you know. He said he never, what was a song by Jason Crabb. He never promised that the road would be, that the cross would not be heavy, or that it would not be hard to climb, something like that, you know. And I just played the song and played the song and played the song. I mean, my iPod, I think right now on my iPod is probably the song that has the highest play. You know, just one single song like that. And I just played and played and played and played and played and played and played. The thing just enters you, and soon you begin to hear what the person is saying. And you actually believe that over the feelings that you have. Can I have an amen? Remember, all this time, nobody has come to you. Amen. Nobody has spoken a word to you, but you are almost out of discouragement. Can I have an amen? Then number 7, you must avoid depressive and discouraging persons who draw you back into the place where God has lifted you. Can I have an amen? You must avoid discouraging and depressive people. You see, some who love being depressed, you see, who feel that, you know, it's wrong to try to break out of depression, who like the gloomy life, do you see, they just like the gloom, they just like the darkness, and they want you to remain there with them. And sometimes when you struggle and you're just about coming out, then they want to come and say more things to put you back there. You need to learn to avoid such people. Can I have an amen? Do not keep the company of such people, because it does not help you. Hallelujah. God never intended that our difficult moments or times of discouragement should last forever. It should never be a perpetual thing that you're always discouraged. That is why He gives you the ability to stir yourself up. Hallelujah. The Bible says, weeping endures for an evening or a night, but joy comes in the morning. Hallelujah. Joy comes in the morning. So if weeping has come, you know, it's enough. Joy must also come. And joy must be allowed to be released. Hallelujah. So I want to encourage all of you tonight, learn how to encourage yourself. Even before your pastor gets to you, you're already encouraged. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Even before the pastor gets to you, you're already encouraged. You're already moving on. You're already fired up. You are still continuing. Even before people, and people will just wonder, why don't you ever get discouraged? It is because you have learned how to encourage yourself. How not to wait till they have a service. Hey, if you get discouraged on Tuesday night, next service is Sunday morning. What a shock. Mary, what's going to happen to you from Tuesday night all the way till Sunday morning? No, 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 no. That is why you need to use these steps and these scriptures and these points. Hallelujah. Let me close by reading with you Psalm 42. Psalms 42, and you see David talking to himself a whole lot, you know, in Psalm 42 and Psalm 43, you see David talking and telling himself things. Hallelujah. So let me see whichever one of the Bibles opens first. We'll read it. Psalm number 42 and This thing is hopeless. All right. Okay, so that's Psalm 42 that you've got. Okay, let's read Psalm 43. Psalm 43. And, okay, here it is now. Verse 5. Let's read verse 5. What does it say? Psalm 40. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. Do you understand? Countenance is what? My look, isn't it? Yeah, my looks. And so you can have a healthy look, isn't it? And who is behind the healthy look? He says, my Lord. Hallelujah. So you can get God to be behind your healthy looks. God can give you a healthy look in spite of what is happening in your life, isn't it? So he's saying, my soul, why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance. Hallelujah. Amen. God wants us to do well. God does not want us to be stuck behind our feelings, to be stuck behind the things that have not gone as we would like them to be. Hallelujah. Psalm 42 is still a good one. We can just read it quickly. It says, as the deer pants for the water brooks, so my soul pants for you, O Lord. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night, while they say to me all day long, where is your God? Do you see? So obviously it's not a happy season for this guy at this point. You know, he's been crying. He says his tears have been his food and day and night. Verse 4, these things I remember and I pour out my soul within me. For I used to go along with the throng and lead them in procession to the house of God with the voice of joy and thanksgiving, a multitude keeping festival. Then verse 5. Why are you in despair, O my soul? So you see, this is another time the guy is talking to himself and talking to his soul, you know. And why have you become disturbed within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him for the help of his presence. Oh my God, my soul is in despair within me. Therefore I remember you from the land of Jordan and the peaks of Hermon, from Mount Mizar. Deep calls to deep at the sound of your waterfalls. All your breakers and waves have rolled over me. The Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and his song will be with me in the night, a prayer to the God of my life. I will say to the God, or I will say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As a shattering of my bones, my adversaries revile me, while they say to me all day long, where is your God? Why are you in despair, O my soul? Why have you become disquieted within or disturbed within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, the help of my countenance and my God. Can I have an amen? Amen. So you can see that here's a guy all by himself, working on himself, working the scriptures, working the confessions, working the things into him. Do you understand? Positive meditations, isn't it? Meditating on positive stuff, and that is helping him and is lifting him out of the situation that he's in, isn't it? If we do the same, we will also experience the same results. If we don't, evil spirits will be talking to us. Do you understand? We'll be hearing demons and evil spirits, and they will be pushing us and bringing us under pressure to take even decisions in those moments. Do you understand? And you bet that those decisions, being inspired by demons, will not be good decisions for your life. Hallelujah. So do not be discouraged, or rather I should say that when you are discouraged, allow yourself to talk to yourself and be well. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Have you learned something tonight? All right. Let's pray. Bow your heads. Father, we thank you once again for tonight. Thank you for the word of God. We thank you for everyone who has listened to our preaching tonight. And I pray that your word will be relevant to them and to their lives in Jesus' name. I pray for your blessing upon the church. I pray that our people will be encouraged. I pray, Lord, that you would teach them the art of self-encouragement. Oh God, that when the enemy says, you are no good, teach them to say to themselves, I am as good as God has made me. Pray, Father, that you will bless each of us. Keep us. Let the Holy Spirit be with us. Guide us in our relationship with you. Help everyone to have a real relationship with the Holy Spirit, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. Let's receive our offering tonight. Take out an offering and just bless the Lord's word.